Fresh.
Chris Fade.
Chris Fade.
I am the smoothest radio presenter there is.
I can tell you got beat energy.
Preeti Malik.
Why are you touching my armpits, Rossi?
And Big Rossi.
I don't do anything.
Yeah, you heard about me.
You guys are the best thing on radio.
The Chris Fade Show.
It's where the stars live.
I don't know about you, but I feel good.
Well, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning. Back at it. 6:03 Monday, June 27th. I can't believe June is nearly out of the way. Bring on July, people. Bring on July. Good morning, Preeti Malik. Good morning, Big Rossi.
Good morning.
All good? Ready to go for another week together?
Yeah, ready to go.
It's our second final week. So we've got this week together, next week together, then Rossi and I are on vacay. Are you on vacay?
No.
So what are you going to be doing?
I'm doing the show.
Who with?
Brent.
Oh, that's going to be unfortunate.
It's Brent and I are going to be working
another
there.
Weird American. Show with Brent talking about it.
American takeover, innit?
The American takeover.
Wonder if he's going to edit this show as much as he edits his Instagram stories.
I know.
Definitely not.
I wonder, what
if
do you,
I have anything to do with it.
You take control of this show when Brent's on, okay?
I do.
It's the Preeti Malik and Brent Black show.
Yeah, you make sure you take control of it.
I tell
how long are you doing the show for with Brent?
I think we're doing it for 3 weeks.
And then you're going on vacation?
I'm going to take a week off, yeah.
Okay.
And then we'll be back together.
Just loading. Yeah, Rossi and I will be gone for... How long are you gone for?
3 weeks.
Okay, so Rossi's gone for three. I'm gone for four. Preeti's gone for one.
You're staying an extra week there than me, aren't you?
Yep.
We're going together, Preeti.
Yep. Oh, where are you guys going together?
No, we're going as far away as possible from each other.
Yeah.
That's where we're going. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Okay, listen... First of all, prizes-wise, I'm just having a look here. The show is loaded. This show, I believe, is the most loaded radio show in the world right now when it comes to prizes. We have overnight stays.
Yeah.
We have donuts. We have food vouchers. We're going to get you to some of the best theme parks in the world as well. And we're going to get you to live in luxury. All right, there's a lot happening on the show this entire week, so make sure you hang out with us for your chance to win Preeti Gossip. I missed it. What's happening?
Kris Jenner for U.S. president.
Oh, my gosh. Stop it.
That's the headline.
Stop it.
I will give you all
what?
The details.
They need all the help they can get. You Americans need some help. Come on.
We had a very interesting weekend, so maybe Kris Jenner can help it
some
all.
Of those policies, unbelievable.
No, yeah.
Okay, listen, we are going to open up the phones right now, though. 048715544. It's going to be your chance to win straight out the bat, as we say in Australia, straight out the bat.
Yeah, let's get some donuts, don't you?
Let's get some, some donuts.
More donuts.
Kicking off the morning, why not? We've got Dunkin'.
Yeah.
Is it? Well, they say Dunkin' Donuts here, but I thought they were known as just Dunkin' these days.
Really?
I don't know. I thought they changed their whole name just to Dunkin'. There was a whole campaign,
right? Yeah.
We are giving you a chance of winning the Dunkin' Donuts tagline here. It says the Dunkin' Ice Espresso Range, brilliantly crafted and starting from just 12 dirhams. All right. First caller of the morning. Let's go. 048715544. All right, give me a call right now. First caller of the morning. We're going to put you up against some of other contestants, though. I want to have a chat to a few of you.
Yeah.
048715544. We're going to close to 1,000 D's of Duncan. Coming up next. Good morning across the UAE. Look at all these phone lines ringing. You guys trying to win. That's why. I know you. I know you. Hello, Ikra.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Good morning. How's the start of the week? A Monday, how's it going?
I hate Mondays.
Yeah, I know. I feel you sometimes. What are you off to work?
Yes, just on my way to work.
And what do you do?
So I work as a content creator for InstaShop.
Oh, my gosh, it's great.
That's cool.
Love that.
That's great. InstaShop's so good. I remember using those back in the day when they just sort of first started.
Yep.
And now they're huge. Interesting enough, I think you can get Duncan... on InstaShop.
Yes, you definitely can.
You can, right? Because I'm having a look here. We're giving away Dunkin', by the way, some beautiful Dunkin' Donuts coming up here in a moment. So I'll give you more details on that. But I see here that they're on InstaShop. So you're creating content for them?
Yes. So all the products that you see, they're created by the content team.
That's good.
That's a good little, good little gig. This is the clearest phone line I think we've ever had on the show in the history of the show.
Where are you?
You're so quality clear right now.
I think it's just me.
Nice clear voice.
It's just you, Ikra. Okay, hold on. Ikra, hold the line for me.
Okay.
Because we're going to talk to Gary. Hello, Gary.
Morning. How you doing?
Morning. Now, the worst possible phone line is Gary. Hi, Gary. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. And yourself?
There we go. We got it. We got it good. Up early, obviously. What are you doing?
Well, I'm in the desert as usual.
Gary. Yeah, yes. You're taking photos.
Yeah. Yep. So hopefully the early bird catches the donut.
That's right, mate. Hopefully they do. Yeah, we looked at your Instagram. What's your Instagram page again?
Desert Wildlife ME.
Yeah, Desert Wildlife ME. If anyone wants to go see some of Gary's work, it is tremendous. Seen anything this morning?
Well, I'm just out, but there's a lot of owls around at the moment, and I had a couple of them sit on my car the other day, which was quite phenomenal.
Wow. Owls sitting on the car. That's pretty cool, man. All right, Gary, Ikra, both on the phone all this week at this time. We're going to give you guys a chance to win with Dunkin'. Meet Dunkin's incredible iced espresso family made from 100% premium Arabica beans, handcrafted to perfection and served over ice. Yes,
perfect,
please.
Perfect for the summer.
The Dunkin' Ice Espresso range, brilliantly crafted and starting at just 12 dirhams. All right, you're going to win close to 1,000 D's of Dunkin'. Dunkin' Donuts, that is. I'm doing it. I'm going to write a number between 1 and 10.
Okay.
It's how many, donuts I've got in this bag. It's between 1 and 10. Whoever gets it first wins it. Ikra, hold on. Let me show the number to everyone. This is the number of donuts I've got in the bag right now.
Got it.
Ikra, give it to me. How many? 1 and 10?
4.
It is not 4. Gary, it's your turn, mate.
7.
Not 7. Back to you, Ikra.
6.
No, not 6. Who's going to get it? Gary?
9.
No, not 9. Back to you, Ikra.
2.
No, not 2. Gary?
3.
It is 3. Yay!
If she's not talking,
she's scrolling.
And sometimes both at the same time. Pretty Malik's gossip.
Okay, what have you got?
Kris Jenner for president. Will it happen in the States? She posted this TikTok. She put up this TikTok and said, I have an announcement to make. And it said, Kris Jenner, 2024 presidential candidate. But don't get excited or worried, whichever way you were when you heard this news.
Yeah, they need all the help they can get, though. I'm not against it right now.
We got Kris. This is that new trend when you get Kris.
Oh, yes.
So Kris is the equivalent of getting Rickrolled, which is when they played Rick Astley's song.
Never going to give you up.
Yeah.
What does that mean? It means that you'll be on social media, you're watching a video, you'll think it's about one thing, like something maybe serious whatever, and then out of nowhere, it goes into a music video clip of I'm never going to give you up, or it goes into a video of Kris Jenner.
Yeah.
Not Kris Jenner.
Yeah, Kris Jenner.
Kris Jenner, yeah,
it's
that's right.
It's Kris Jenner dancing, and it's saying you got Kris. So.
So she's not becoming the next female U.S. president.
Not happening.
Not happening right now. Okay, what else?
At least not right now. Tom Cruise just got his first $1 billion movie.
What?
His career has spanned 40 years, and this is the first time ever he's had a film that's crossed the $1 billion mark, of course, with Top Gun Maverick.
Yep.
It's his biggest movie in 40 years. It's now passed Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness as the highest grossing film of the year. So Tom Cruise, killing it.
I wonder if does the money go up? I always think, do they make more money out of this because it's costing more?
Well, yeah.
Like tickets are more expensive, so you can reach the billion quicker than you could have reached it in the 70s.
Well, Gone with the Wind is the most successful film of all time, right?
Is it?
I think they sort of weigh it up, you know, like they match the currency to...
Okay, they match it.
You know what
it,
I mean?
But I think movie theater tickets are kind of standard, right?
No.
Yeah, like
you go to a movie for $3 in the 80s.
No, I'm saying now, like worldwide right now.
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm saying the $1 billion.
Yeah, yeah.
In the 80s.
Oh, no, of course.
It wouldn't have been a billion because,
I'm
surprised no one's done a hip hop remix of this.
It'll
like
come.
Faygo, I don't know. ASAP Rocky. Ha! Ha!
No.
Yeah, I go to the danger zone.
Don't do it.
All right, finally.
What movie is coming back? This is one of the biggest movies in 2002, and I'm talking about My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Oh, the Greeks.
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
That was a great movie in 2002. It had a sequel in 2016, and now we're getting a third My Big Fat Greek Wedding. It has officially started production in Athens. Nia Vardalos confirmed it.
I would have done My Big Fat Divorce. My Big Fat Greek Divorce. That could have been funny.
That could have. There's another wedding that's obviously happening in this movie as well. She was supposed to start this movie last year, but due to the pandemic, it was delayed. But it's here, so we're officially going to get
a great movie.
Yeah,
it was such a good movie.
Ευχαριστώ. Παρακαλώ. Τι κάνεις?
I'm just speaking Greek. How are you, Issa?
Let the beat kick in. My Big Fat Greek Wedding. If you haven't watched the original, go watch. It's pretty good. I still haven't gone to any of those Greek restaurants here where they smash the plates.
Oh, so good.
I've been to one.
They charge you for those plates, though, don't they?
Do they?
Yeah, there's like a package.
No way!
One plate's this much, 10 plates this much, 100 plates, yeah. No, this is never going to stop. Thank you, Brittany. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
20 years ago, if you told someone you were going viral, they would walk away from you. They would be, oh my gosh, what's happening? I'm out.
Do you need to go to the hospital?
I'm gone. He's viral, people. He's viral.
Stay away.
But these days, it's a fantastic thing, and you've gone viral.
I gone viral on TikTok.
Is it brilliant?
This is the first time it's ever really happened, like, of this magnitude.
Well, you get great views anyway, like...
Nah, they're average. TikTok's is such an interesting platform. If you're not on TikTok...
It's hit or miss.
Yeah, it's a hit or miss thing where you can put something up and you get, like, 10 views, and then you put something up, you get a million. It's weird. Mm. But it's good. It's good like that. It gives everyone the opportunity, from what I understand. Be it if you're a personality or you already have a following... If you don't have a following, you can still get on there and you can get the sort of views, right? Anyway, I did a video with Vox Cinemas because they had this campaign running, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah.
For 25 dirhams, you go in on a Sunday and you can take any size tub and they will fill it up for 25 dirhams, right?
What a great deal.
That's unbelievable. I can't believe. Is that actually legit?
Legit, like any size tub. So I went into a Vox and I filmed myself sort of secret camera style, and we filled up the biggest tub. Like, I mean...
A container that you put, like, store stuff in.
You could bathe yourself in this tub. That's how big
it
was, right? And they filled it up for 25 dirhams. Like, it's crazy. It's this promo that they're running, right? This campaign, which I think is very smart. Anyway, I did the video. It's on TikTok. It's currently sitting at 3.3 million views.
Insane.
In 24 hours. I put it up last...
Can I tell you, I was working out...
3 million views.
Yeah. I was working out yesterday. Yeah. I had so many people coming up to me because obviously they think you and I are together 24/7.
All the time. That's right.
So they kept coming up to me and was like, Chris's video... Is it legit? Can I go to Vox Cinemas? I can't even tell you how many people asked me about it.
I mean, whatever that video did, what it did was I had about 20 people send me messages of them at the cinemas yesterday with buckets, right? Going, thanks, mate. Appreciate it. Thanks, mate.
Did you get a lot more followers from it?
Rossi always loves to know the followers.
He likes to know.
I think about 4,000.
Wow.
Think about 4,000.
3 million views, you got 4,000 followers?
I think so, yeah, from memory. I don't remember how many I had, but I know I was in the
50s. That's great.
Oh, Rossi's angry about it.
My favorite comment from your video is from Ahmed M1. Now I won't have to worry about finishing the popcorn before the actual movie starts.
That's true.
Which is so true.
It's true. You sit in the cinema seat, you finish the popcorn.
Yes!
So true. And you got to tell yourself, just have one more. That's it. Don't touch it till the movie starts.
Yeah.
Oh, the credits are on. How many credits? How many previews have they got?
Yeah, and I'm done with it. So true.
But man, it was crazy. You know, the video got 357,000 likes.
Insane.
It's been saved by 15,000 people and more than 2,900 comments. If you want to see it, it's on my TikTok or it's on my gram.
It's
put on the Instagram. It's just Chris Fade.
Yeah, get some more.
It needs some more views.
But I think it's just because it's such good content as well. That's why it's...
Well, I think people don't realize if it's real or not. And it is actually legit that they're doing it Vox, which is pretty crazy.
It's doing great on the gram as well.
One thing that I mentioned last week that I wish TikTok did, and they just implemented it, seeing, because I just saw it this morning, was, you know, when you watch a video and then it doesn't end and then it's... you're in the middle of watching it, and then it's like, watch for part two.
Yeah.
So you go back to the page to try to find part two, and you can't find it.
It's annoying.
Now there's a just watch thing where you press just
watch. That's been there forever.
No.
Oh. Is it different?
It's different. Before, you had to search for the just watch.
Yes.
Now it just sits on top of the...
Oh, it moves on the page. It moves it to the top of the page.
No, it's like an icon that says "just watch," and you press it, and it takes you to where that video is that you just watched.
That's game-changing.
Like, it is Instagram. A game changer.
It's like Instagram, and
it's literally a game changer. That TikTok's
done. That's so good because sometimes I'm so invested in a 7-part story.
Correct.
On TikTok, and all I need to get to is the end, but I don't know where the end is
because you can't find the video anymore.
Yeah.
All right, there it is.
TikTok's listening.
June says, "Can I fill it up with nachos?" No, you nacho cannot. You are not allowed to do nachos. It's only the popcorn that they're doing there. But yeah,
now I just want to see a movie just for that.
Ross is going to try to beat my viral video. Have you ever gone close? What's your most you got?
Nothing.
You must have got one in the lifetime of videos that you've put on.
No.
Pretty. You did a dance one. What did you do?
No, I have one that's sitting at 1.1 million.
What was it?
On Instagram, me and my mother-in-law.
What
She's
you
trying to teach me Malayalam.
So
Malayalam.
So you're
that's a huge audience.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you're the winner then?
I didn't think it was a race, but okay.
I'm the winner of being viral.
Great.
I'm making coffee run. Anyone want anything?
Fate fit, please.
You guys, you want a fate fit? Yeah, cool.
I need a peanut butter one.
I've just ordered coffees. I'm ordering coffees right now.
Okay, everybody across the country, Chris is ordering the coffees.
Wow, imagine what that bill would come up to.
Woo!
That'd be a huge bill. I don't know.
When you were on holiday one time, I ordered breakfast for some listeners on Deliveroo and sent it to the houses.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
How much did that cost?
It was only like 100 dirham or something. But so it was
money.
Funny.
That's cute. I like that. Dana, hello.
Hi. Good morning.
You got through. You're ready to win the money.
I'm so ready.
Yeah, the pop quiz. Welcome to it. What are you doing right now, Dana?
I'm driving to uni.
Hey, what are you studying?
I'm a dentistry student.
Oh, that means you end up being a dentist.
Yeah.
Do you have to do 7 years like a doctor or?
6 years.
Six years.
Yeah.
Oof. This is the controversy.
What, if you're a doctor or not?
Yeah. I even see it on TikTok all the time dentists versus, are dentists doctors?
Yeah, but if you see doctor on Instagram, if you see someone write that they're a doctor on Instagram in their title, 9 times out of 10, I've realized it's a dentist.
Really?
Yeah.
That is true.
Is it why? You guys, like, you feel like you're not, and so you just want to claim it?
because we study a lot of the basic medicine stuff as well.
Oh, I think you are. No, don't. I'm not judging you. We went to a dentist last week for my daughter. It was the most traumatic experience that I think she ever had and I ever had.
Really?
And the dentist?
The dentist, she's so good. Like, she's telling me what we're going to get up to.
Gave
my daughter the laughing gas. But it was
you said,
just,
can I have some?
Oh, I would have loved to have some. I was stressed out more than I think the doctor or the kid was. Yeah.
Dana, can I ask you a question? If there's anything wrong with your teeth, can it have a knock-on effect to other parts of your body?
Say that again?
If there's something wrong with your teeth, for instance, can it have like a knock-on effect to make you ill in other parts of the body?
Yeah, it can make you generally feel exhausted and tired, the way any infection would.
Why, Rossi, what have you got?
I know, I'm just waiting for the follow-up
question.
Rossi thinks
he's got something here.
No, I'm just remembering that documentary.
No, that was false, though.
Did you watch it off.
Root Cause,
I think they took that. Did you see that Netflix documentary, Dr. Dana? Root Cause?
No, I haven't.
I'll watch it. I think they took it off Netflix.
Yeah, they did. They had to
remove
it.
It was basically about, like, if anyone that's had a root canal or something, it's caused knock-on effects of the body. I don't think it was true. Anyway, let's get down to business here. All right? 10,000 dirhams is all yours. It could be yours. All you got to do is answer these 10 questions. Rack Bank's ready to go. We're ready to go. Dana, are you ready to go?
I'm so ready.
All right. Good luck. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time, doctor, starts right now. What actor had roles in Bad Grandpa, The Irishman, and Casino?
Pass.
What sport involves a wicket?
Pass. I'm sorry, I can't hear you properly.
What island was Rihanna born in?
Oh, I have no idea. Pass.
What country is home to the Glastonbury Festival?
Glastonbury.
Glastonbury?
Just say England.
England, okay.
How many Hemsworth brothers are there?
Three.
Who sings the songs Cross Me and Castle on the Hill?
Ed Sheeran.
Zac Efron was born in which country?
United States.
The New Zealand All Blacks play what sports?
Football? Basketball?
Which child star did Mila Kunis date for 8 years?
Pass.
He was in Home Alone.
Oh, yes, I had a book.
In technology, what does CD stand for?
A computer drive? I don't know.
You stick to the teeth, yeah, all right, yeah, Doctor? Yeah. 400 dirhams is all yours. Well done.
Thank you.
Robert De Niro starred in The Bad Grandpa, Irishman, and Casino. Wicket would be cricket. Rihanna was born in Barbados. The All Blacks, one of the greatest. Rugby. I would have accepted football even, but then you did change it to basketball. Last minute. Macaulay Culkin. He was in Home Alone. And Miller dated him for 8 years.
They were engaged.
Really?
Yeah.
And a compact disc is a CD. CD compact disc. That would have got you most of the cash, all right?
Compact disc is a CD. Okay.
There we go. Wow. Blurred.
It's so much easier when you listen to it.
I know, right? I know. Yeah. Well, listen, superstar, keep doing what you're doing, and hopefully you do become an official dentist one day, and we'll call your doctor for real, all right?
Very soon. Thank
all right.
You.
God bless you. That's Dana right there. What did you guys get up to yesterday? What did you do? I didn't see much of you on your social. What'd you get up to?
Oh, what did I do?
Didn't you go to PF Chang's?
Yes, PF Chang's, yeah. I was going to go to Pretty Malik's birthday.
What birthday?
Not my birthday, Duke's birthday.
Her dog's birthday.
Your dog had a birthday?
Would you stop? You knew about this.
I wasn't invited.
You are married? Yes or no?
I'm married, yeah.
I sent an invite to your wife.
Okay.
So I've sent an invite to the family. Do I have to send invites separately now?
Did you have a...
Oh, guys, chill out.
Did you have a birthday for... Is that where Brianna went yesterday?
Yeah, Brianna was with me.
Oh, Brianna was there? Oh, yeah. That's cute.
Well, Brianna went to your... Did you get an invite?
I did, yeah. Yeah, directly to me.
You sent an invite to Rossi, but I didn't get one.
Yeah, send it to your wife, Brianna.
So is that where she went yesterday? Did you guys have a birthday for your dog, Duke?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looked nice on Instagram.
Thanks.
Yeah, well, I saw it afterwards on Instagram and I
He sent me a message, said, when was this? I ignored him.
Yeah, she ignored me. She left me on scene.
Because I'm just so over it.
I saw all these dogs. I saw her dog being, like, she's celebrating. Why are you
making me feel uncomfortable, guys? Here, please.
Because you just find a way to ruin all of my happiness. You just find a way. You find a way to do it all the time, no matter what it is. Like, if I have a birthday for myself, if I celebrate my anniversary, but your wedding was a week long, it was so long. Like, anything happy in my life is destroyed by this man, and I still call you my best friend. I don't know why.
That's a big claim.
It's true, though.
I just wanted to... Like, celebrate your dog's...
You didn't.
I was at home on my own whilst everyone celebrated it. Okay. And I just watched it.
What? You could have come with your wife.
Did you not communicate with
Brianna? I didn't know about it with Brianna. Told me, like, last minute. Anyway, I just wanted to make sure that I got Duke a present.
No, you didn't.
I bought your dog presents. So I knew
Oh, my gosh.
I went out yesterday to the pet shop. And I know that I wasn't invited to your birthday for your dog, but I wanted to make sure that... So just have a look at what I got your dog.
Look at the size of those gifts.
This is such a classic case of Chris makes everything about himself. I just wanted to say.
Open it.
It's now all about Chris.
So I wasn't invited to the birthday party, but I bought Dookie just some presents.
Oh, that's nice.
Dookie will appreciate it.
What is it, Pretty?
Dookie loves Uncle Chris.
Hold on, did you buy these?
Yeah, I bought them.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll show you the receipt. If you need to exchange any of it, let me know.
Brianna already got gifts.
I got that one as well.
Then how did you get that without knowing my dog had a birthday party?
I found out on social media. Found out on social media that I wasn't invited to your dog's birthday.
What have you got? What is it, Pretty? It's
It's a hyperfetch. So does this, like, protrude balls?
This is it's brand new technology.
Awesome.
It throws balls and the dog fetches it. The dog learns to put it back into the ball and it refetches it. Yeah,
this is amazing. How much was that? Can I ask? Because I want to get one.
Why did you get this? Because you saw what was at my house.
I saw what your pool. You had your dog's going to burst the last pool, and I bought him a big pool.
Chris. Aw, thanks, Chris.
You've spent a lot of money there.
Because he secretly loves Duke. He just doesn't want to admit it.
Yeah. Anyway, I wasn't invited to your dog's birthday, but I just wanted to give him some great gifts there.
Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome. That's for Duke.
I love it.
Every time he's playing with it, you'll think of me.
Just right. What I need in my life.
I'm bringing joy to your dog.
More Chris Fade in my life.
I sat at home on my own, just really did nothing yesterday. Oh. We're live on the Chris Fade Show.
So kind, aren't
Thanks,
you,
mate? Thanks, Chris.
You've spent a fortune on that machine. Well,
did I leave the prices on it?
Yeah.
You know, but like, I was thinking, I might get one of them, but woof.
That's amazing.
Nothing but the best for Pretty Malik's dog, even though I wasn't invited to the birthday
party.
But
Chris, you're married now. If you send an invite to one partner, it's sent to both.
I just saw Brianna getting ready. I said, where are you going? She's like, I'm going to Duke's birthday party. I said, when was this organized? She's like, yeah, I don't think Pretty wants you there. I said, are you serious? She's having a birthday party for a dog and I'm not invited.
Well, what would
she like?
Dog-
no, I think you're invited, but I'm pretty sure she probably doesn't want you there.
Because you would just complain the whole time.
Did you not want him there, Pretty?
He would just complain. You know how he is.
She didn't want me there.
He'd be like, I can't believe you did this for your dog. Oh, you got this for your dog.
I only just want you to have a baby, that's why.
Oh, stop talking about that. She loves the dog.
Just let me love my dog.
She loves her dog, she does. But one day, touch wood, when she's pregnant and she wants a baby, and we've had this discussion off the radio.
How does it always end up at this conversation?
The dog, Duke, will still be loved, but not love like it is loved now.
So let it be loved now.
It will be. But as I said, Brianna and I will hopefully be trying for a child sometime end of this year, early next. I would like you and Jeff to do the same. We'll have a child together. All right.
What is happening?
We'll have a child. Amen. I'll let you know.
Bringing joy to everyone.
If it's worth talking about,
Hollywood status,
she's talking about it. Pretty Malik's gossip.
All right, what have you got?
Ben Affleck's 10-year-old son managed to get into the driver's seat of a Lamborghini, which had the engine running.
Oh, man.
Put it in reverse and hit a BMW.
That's horrible, man. 10-year-old son in his Lamborghini.
So Ben and Jennifer Lopez, along with, you know, Ben's son Samuel, were at this luxury car rental dealership in L.A. This Lamborghini, for some reason, had the engine running. He got into the driver's seat, and it tapped this white BMW.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the dealership has put out a statement saying, no, they were just parked really close. Nothing was hit, I think, to kind of cover up the situation. Mm. But there are paparazzi photos of Samuel, like, inspecting both cars to see how much trouble he's going to get in. And you see Ben Affleck really stressed out.
I mean,
luckily, no damage, no injury.
Try to think a Lamborghini. How do you put it into reverse? Is it a button push or is it a gear? I think it's a button push. Like, I think you press a button.
Has it got like paddle gears or something? Or
I don't know how he did it, but he did it.
He did it.
So, Charli D'Amelio is no longer the queen of TikTok. There is a new most followed person on the app. And I know Chris.
Is it that guy?
That is the guy.
Oh my gosh, it's that guy.
Khaby Lame. He is the guy who makes these silent videos making fun of, well, basically mocking viral internet life hacks.
The guy that does his hands like that.
Oh, yeah.
So he has now 144.3 million followers, over 2.3 billion likes. Charli has 142.7 million followers, 11 billion likes. And Khaby only started his TikTok journey March 2020, so he's really come a long way. Congratulations to him. And this story is only for Big Rossi. Paul McCartney became the oldest ever solo headliner at Glastonbury this weekend.
80, right?
Yeah, so huge deal. And everyone is talking about his set, especially because he brought out Dave Grohl and Bruce Springsteen.
Oh my gosh. Are you serious?
Glastonbury, yeah.
Dave Grohl, Bruce Springsteen, and Paul McCartney all on stage at one time.
Legends.
You should have gone to that, Ross.
I know. It's difficult, though, getting time off work.
You could have just gone.
With Liz as a teacher.
No, go on your own. Why are you talking to the family?
See you later, Liz.
Just go on your own. Go enjoy that. Let's have a listen to Paul McCartney here.
My friend, your hero from the west coast of America, Dave Grohl.
Oh, Paul McCartney, 80 years old. Like, that's not young. Like, 80 years old, and he's up there rocking it on stage with Bruce Springsteen and Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters. That's awesome. I say it different. How do you guys say it?
Glastonbury.
I say Glastonbury.
Yeah, I know.
I know. It's a very hard word for me to say.
Glastonbury.
Glastonbury.
There it is. Well, thank you, Pretty. If you want to see more of it, go check out our social Chris Fade Show on the gram. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home brat. Reading through the local headlines this morning, Chris. May I read one to you all?
Yeah, sure.
Is that okay? This is on the National. Star of Virgin Radio has a Madame Tussauds waxwork model and is a health food entrepreneur. Chris Fade shares his financial journey with the National News. Quote from the article, I still do radio even if Fade Fit sold for millions. Direct quotes from Chris Fade.
What's this?
Get out!
That's true.
You would still do radio if it's
I
sold
for
millions.
I love this. I love doing what we do together every day.
Wait, but would you do these hours still? If you
probably not. No, not at all. If Fade Fit got bought for like millions and millions of dollars,
yeah,
I'd still want to do the radio show with you guys.
But at like 2 p.m.
Well.
Yeah, start at 5.
Do brunch show. Do a swap.
We'll do 5 to 5.15 every day. It'll be the best 15 minutes of radio, though, I promise.
Hey, but that's pretty cool. A nice article there in the National.
Cute. I get like a lot of press come now, a little PR. Like, you know, they come to you and they're like, oh, you want to do an article on Fade Fit? I'm like, yeah, let's do it. Let's promote
it. It's amazing. It's a great homegrown UAE business.
Yeah, thanks for all the support that we get on our little healthy snacks that we've got out in the market, no matter where you are. I get so many messages every day from people with our brand, so I just want to say thank you. It's not just a company that I'm want to put out there on the shelves in the UAE. It's more of a, like a community that we're trying to build. So anyone that has ever supported me or even the brand on its own, thank you so much. Brianna, myself and the kids, we truly we find it very special in what we're creating here in this country. Honestly, wouldn't been able to do it out in the, like, in another country. I wouldn't have been able to do this in Australia. That's what I love about the UAE. It's just so hard. It would be so difficult.
It's so difficult.
I find people here in the UAE like to help each other.
Yeah, it's like a community feel, but such a large community.
Yeah, it's like I do really feel like we live on a small island, the UAE. It's weird, but it's a big island, but we all know each other. Everyone, 6 degrees. Everyone knows someone that knows someone. It's
so true.
It's interesting, but yeah, interesting stuff. All right, listen, 8:07. We're live. Up next, talking about the UAE. A couple have flown in from the States, from America, because, well, he wanted to propose to her, and he did it in a very spectacular way.
Oh, that's cute.
Talking about the love of this country, we've all traveled in from overseas, from our own countries. You've been from New York, you've been from the UK, from Liverpool, me, Sydney. You know, it's cool that there's so much going on in this country, in this city.
Yeah.
And there was a sort of a proposal that happened over the weekend. And we have the beautiful couple with us on the phone right now, Yassi and Ben. Hello.
Yay.
Hello. Hi. Good morning.
All right, guys. How did it happen? What happened? Talk to me.
So maybe 7-8 days before, you know, we even flew out, I kind of decided that this might be the trip to pop the question. And I called one of my closest friends, you know, the local here, you know, Ladani. And I told him I want to do the proposal on this trip. And he goes, okay, let me work up a few ideas and call you back. So he called me back and he goes, you know, we can land a helicopter on the birds. We can go skydiving. We can do scuba diving. And he goes, there's this one other thing. I'm not sure if we have enough time for it, but the tallest wheel in the world, I think we might be able to light it up.
Ooh, and he ain't Dubai.
Now that is epic.
Yeah, it was.
So if you haven't seen the video, if you go to our Instagram page, Chris Fade Show, you'll see Ben and Yassi doing the proposal.
Yeah.
You're on a boat, and in the background, the gorgeous Ain Dubai is lit up, and it says, will you marry me?
So cute.
Yassi, when you saw that, were you in shock?
I was in complete shock. I had no idea what was going on. Ben was just like, oh, look, there's going to be a show. There are going to be some fireworks, and I had no idea what to expect, and this is just beyond anything that I would ever even think of. And I was just completely taken aback and I couldn't stop crying. And every time I watch that video, I keep crying again. It was the best night of my life.
That's amazing.
So and what did you, yeah, did you, what did you say? Yes.
I said, no. You couldn't hear me through my tears, so he asked me a few times. Yes.
How long you guys been together for?
We've been together for 7 years.
Oh, look at you guys. And you really, you had no idea that he was going to do it on this trip?
No, you know, and I was actually telling him, I said, you know, the last few years, every time we went on a trip, I thought you were going to do it.
Mm.
So I had, you know, my thoughts in that sense, but there was no reason that I thought that this particular trip would be the one. So it was all just such an amazing surprise. It's really been such a great time in Dubai so far. And it's my first time here, so it's a you know, very memorable trip.
You came in the cooler months as well. Ben, how nervous were you, man? I remember when I proposed to my girl, like, I remember the morning I woke up and I felt physically sick in my stomach from nerves. I'd never felt that before.
Yeah.
Were you, like, were you super nervous?
Oh, my God. Imagine that, but also, like, a 16-hour flight coming here and the week leading up to it and the heat, you know, on the boat. So I was super relieved, you know, when it was said and over with. But
what about the ring? Because I also had to take the ring on a flight, and I was so worried that it would get spotted or someone, you know, security. Did you hide the ring? How did you hide the ring?
So I actually, I put it in my carry-on, and there was a white box with the velvet box inside. And in between, I put a little note, will you marry me? So in case I got, you know, pulled aside.
Yeah, security who says, yes, I will marry you.
Yeah.
So just in case he got pulled aside, yeah, they'd know it was a proposal ring, an engagement ring.
Oh, that is so sweet.
Well, we're so happy. We're so happy that you chose Dubai. It's you know, it's a beautiful city, as you you're aware, and you'll always have your memories here. And you can come back now every so often.
Get married here.
Yeah, get married here. Exactly. It's such a great place. I got married here. Come, we all got married here. Actually.
Yeah.
Come get married here. It's beautiful.
I love that idea.
Yes, definitely. We're at least coming back every June 24th.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. There they are, Yassi and Ben. We wish you nothing but the best. And if you want to go see that video, check it out on the Chris Fade. Okay, so you may have seen this trending across certain platforms on social media. You may have read about it. I saw a few Instagram pages rolling this one out over the weekend. He or she is a 10.
But...
Is the big thing. She or he is a 10, but... Now, what does that mean? It means that the person that they're looking at, male or female, is like, perfect, great, hot. But they like something specifically that drops their number down.
Or does something, has a trait. Could be fashion, could be anything.
So we're going to make a list together right now here on the show. All right, 0487155444. All right, 0487155444. WhatsApp us. All right, what you think will drop someone instantly from a 10?
For example, he's a 10, but he's a bad tipper.
Huh?
Instantly drops to a 2.
So you're you like this guy, he's fantastic, but then you realize the guy doesn't tip.
Where 2.
Puts a buck in.
He's 2 now. Get it?
Okay, I get it. So okay, like see, now I get it. I understand. Okay, she's a 10.
Yes.
But she finds Thumbhead attractive.
Oh, reggae John Page.
She's now a 15. Wow.
Yeah, no, no. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Or she's a 10, but she doesn't like NBA.
That's a very specific thing.
A deal breaker for Kristen.
So I'm just saying, I'm a huge, or like Rossi would be, get me if I'm wrong, she's a 10, but she goes for Liverpool.
Oh, yes.
Minus.
Yeah, see? Minus. No chance. Absolutely
instantly
no
minus.
Chance. She's a 10, but she doesn't talk nicely to waitresses or waiters.
Mm-hmm. Let's have a listen to some here.
Okay, he's a 9, but he has a picture with a fish in his Hinge profile.
2. 1. He's a 6, but he's wearing a backwards hat.
Nine. Yeah, that's a high one.
I don't think
one.
That's 10. Bad.
Backwards hat all over the
that's
weekend.
That's 4, but he has a cottage. 12.
He's oh, a- wow.
7. Okay, he's a 5, but he has your exact same sense of humor.
Really?
5.
Let me do one.
He's an 8, but he's a Gemini.
2.
He's an 8, but he has a reptile obsession.
-1.
Chris, that's you! He's a 9, but he calls his mom mummy.
I say mama. That's me as well. That's me as well.
He is a 9, but only wears flip-flops.
That's not you.
7.
What?
7?
Okay, he's a 2, but he drives a G-Wagon.
7. 3.
Upgrade.
it took him up. So you get what we're doing here? 04871-5544. I want to get you on the show. We're gonna do our own little sort of ratings here, I guess, right? Mm. Got it? You understand me?
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Amir, give us one.
If she's a smoker, then she's a 0.
Oh. Okay, so she's a 10. But she's a smoker.
0.
0. Smoking is completely out. I get it. I understand. He or she's a 10, but this is trending right now across the world. Have a listen.
Okay, he's a 9, but he has a picture with a fish in his Hinge profile.
2. 1. He's a 6, but he's wearing a backwards hat.
9. Yeah, that's a high one. 10.
The backward hat took him up. It's about sort of like you find someone attractive or you think they're the one, but however,
yeah,
they have something that drops them down the list or takes them up even higher.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing right now, all right? Utara, let's hear from you. What have you got?
Hi, good morning, guys. He's a 10, but he treats animals badly.
Oh, yeah, out. 100%. I like it. I understand that. Down the list straight away. Fadi, what have you got?
Good morning. Yes, she's a 10, but she got a really bad breath.
Ooh.
She's a 10, but she's got bad. She's, oh, that'd be a hard one, yeah.
Mm.
As in, like, just you're so attracted. You're so attracted to her. She's got everything that you want. And then she's like,
it's a hard one to get past.
Yeah,
I think I could get past it.
You think so?
Really?
Just get like, you want some gum? Like, you know,
go to the dentist.
Hey, all right, Hiam, what have you got?
Well, he's a 10, but does not like
Kibbinayi. Oh, Kibbinayi.
What's your thoughts on that one, Chris?
100%. 100%. The raw Lebanese meat. It's how...
You know it.
You'd have to drop him straight away.
Honestly, I agree. My husband loves Kibbinayi, so I picked him for that.
Ah, and only that.
And that's right. That's right. Is it Germs? Germs?
Hi, morning, guys.
Morning, mate. What have you got?
Yeah, so she's a 5, but she loves Virgin Radio, so absolutely 10.
No.
Yeah, love that.
started at a 5, loves Virgin, up at a 10. I like it. 04871-5544. Rish, what have you got?
So it's very easy. She's a 10, but down to 2 if she doesn't listen to Chris Fade Show.
Aww.
Aww. How did you get through?
I like that. That's cute. I read the opposite on social the other day, that she's a 10, but she loves the Chris Fade Show.
Oh, so
that dropped her.
Oh, really?
That dropped her, Rich. I like these. 04871-5544. Rossi, what happens if Liz did go for Liverpool?
She does.
Your wife goes for Liverpool?
Yeah, she... To me, she says that she's in the middle, but her dad is a massive Liverpool fan and she's been to Liverpool games.
You're okay with it?
Must really love her.
Yeah, I must do. Yeah, I must really love her. As long as she doesn't infect the kids, I'll be okay.
Moody, finish it off. Finish this off for us. What have you got?
She's a 7, but she's vegan.
Oh! up to a 10, is it? Is it upwards or downwards?
Well, you got to watch out. If you're a fellow vegan, she's instantly a 10. But if I think if you're moody, what has she dropped to, Moody?
She's a 10. She's a 10.
She's gone up. So I had this thing sent to me over the weekend, and I started looking at it. I'm like, man, what inflation really looks like. You know, prices are going up globally.
Yeah,
here in the UAE, we're
we're getting hit as well. I think we're more protected than a lot of the other countries around us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I just started having a look at some of it. What inflation really looks like, this is according to Bloomberg, CME Group. It's a study. Gas fuel, 233% since last year, January. All of this is from last year, January.
Wow.
Wheat has gone up 111%. Cotton's up 100%. Coffee's up 57%. Sugar, 48%. Butter, 44%. Cheese, 30%. Orange juice is 29% cheaper. I don't even know how that happened.
How did that happen?
I don't know. The entire list is up except for orange juice. It goes down 29%, right?
Hey, that's where you can make some money.
There we go. Get some OJ into you. So things are totally more expensive. We're paying more for rent. We're paying more for fuel.
100%.
Shopping's gone up. I don't know if you do your local grocery shop. You know, what used to maybe cost you 600 dirhams is now like 750. Or if you're in the thousands, you're now doing 1,300, 400. Like everything is going up. So,
and it's at no fault of the retailers or anything specifically. It's just a global thing.
Yeah, man. It's logistics.
Everything's going up.
You know, things, to get things like transported from one country to another, you go by ship a lot of the time.
Yeah.
It's so expensive now.
Yeah.
It
so
is,
much
yeah.
more.
It's packed.
So what is this idea that you have that you said we will potentially get in trouble for?
What do we all pay here in this country, especially in Dubai, is Salik.
Oh, just re-topped mine.
Well, you know what I've done, Pretty? I've gone and got 200 dirhams of my own Salik. I'm going to scratch the number. We're going to give out the number on the radio.
Ah!
First person to put this Salik number in will get 200 dirhams free Salik.
Is this just free Salik?
This is not a paid promotion by the RTA or Salik. This is just something that we on the Chris Faye Show, we want to give back.
So 200 dirhams free Salik right now.
Yep.
You're going to read out the number.
I'm scratching
but,
it.
But can I put a rule in?
What?
Whoever gets it has to call us.
100%. We want to know who
who
actually got this Salik number. So I've just scratched the Salik card.
Well, if you do get this Salik number, give us a call. 0487155.
All right. So,
are you going to... Okay.
To recharge your Salik account, go to Salik's website or option 2 via SMS. Type R, recharge number, Salik number, Salik... Oh, there's a... Okay. Good luck, guys.
So you guys you know how to recharge. Wait, so many people are going to be trying to put the same number in.
So it's a 12-digit number. Whoever puts this 12-digit number into their Salik first will get the 200 dirhams credit.
But call us, okay? 0487155444 or WhatsApp us.
Hold on. Let's just get first stage one in. So remember, you're going to try to put this number in. It may not work because someone would have got in there before you.
I mean, this is going to be a difference of seconds.
Well, okay.
What's going to be the best way to do it? Is it on the phone? Is it on the app? I don't know.
Your 12-digit Salik number, which is 200 dirhams credit. You're welcome. We stopped off and got it at the gas station this morning. 5799. This is like Salik bingo. 1305450. I'm not going to give the last digit away.
No,
come on.
You work out the last digit.
No.
It's only going to be
1 of 9.
Yeah, 1 of 9 numbers.
Chris, come on.
So it's 5799-1305-450. You work out the last number. You got 200 dirhams worth of credit. Let's do it. Come on. It's Salik bingo.
Okay. Try to figure it out. So 5799 1305450. What's the last
zero,
number?
And then what's the last number? That's what you got
to
work out.
It could be from 0 to 9.
Correct.
So figure it out.
Could be 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. What is that last number? It's Salik bingo here on the Chris Faye Show. We want to give back 200 dirham Salik. They're not paying for this. They should, but they're not.
it's from our own pockets.
All right. If you put this in and you find that last digit and you just recharge your Salik, give us a call. 0487155444. I'll play some commercials. I'll come back and hopefully we'll have our 200 dirham Salik winner.
Amazing.
5799-1305-450. Only one number missing. All right, morning. I'm trying to find out
Hello?
If we... Yes, Andrea, sorry.
What happened?
What's happened, Andrea?
So, I was trying frantically with all the different numbers at 1, 2, 3 at the end, yeah. And then finally Sonic was like, sorry, you've reached maximum attempts. Your account is now lost for
oh,
1 hour.
What have you done? What
okay,
you
so
done?
I've realized that if you've just joined us, I went and bought a 200 dirham Salik card from the gas station. I've scratched the number off and I've just read it out on the radio. It's 12 digits. I've only read out 11. And I said to anyone that works out that last digit, takes it, they'll get 200 dirhams on their Salik. Now, I didn't realize, and my apologies, Andrea, after 3 attempts, if you put in the incorrect number, you get blocked for an hour.
Sorry.
You are one of about 11 messages I've received saying the same thing. So my apologies. What I will
you
do...
You just wasted everybody's time. Everyone's wasted like 5 minutes of this.
I'm surprised no one got the... Okay, I'm going to read out the whole number then, all right? So here is... Andrea, you can't play along though, unfortunately, because you're locked out for an hour.
All the 22 people locked out as well.
So, here is the official Salik number, 5799-1305-4500.
Oh, zero. Did you try zero, Andrea?
No, I'm such an idiot. I tried 7 because that's my lucky number. And then I did 1, 2, and then I got...
And then she's locked out. Okay, so... Whoever puts that number first into their Salik account, it may have already been done now, but give it a go. You'll get 200 dirhams. Now, if you do get it and the credit goes to you, can you call us?
Yeah.
Let us know. 5799-1305-4500. Andrea, thanks for being a good sport.
You know, I won't be calling you back.
She'll get blocked out of her phone account soon. I hope not. Are you telling me no one's claimed this Salik number?
Come on.
Someone must have claimed it already. I'm going to try it out. Here is our 12-digit Salik number. Put it into your Salik account. You can get 200 dirhams for free. This is not a paid thing. I've just went and bought this thing out. I thought it'd be funny on the radio. The 12-digit number is 5799-1305-4500. Put that in your Salik account and it'll happen. If someone's already redeemed it, let us know. Call us. Let us know it was you that took this.
What's the least you can do?
Yeah, 04871-5544. I know there was a lot of numbers just said to you then. I just said like...
Good
a
luck.
Bunch of- Okay, you know what I'm going to do?
What?
What are you going
to
do?
I'm going to go to my Salik account.
And try to use it.
Because I believe that this has already been redeemed. Someone's redeemed it.
Oh, someone's calling.
Someone, I reckon this has been redeemed. And no one has...
Called to say thank you.
Recharge. Recharge number, get started, yep.
Watch it, I might read your number out on the radio.
No, hold on. Putting it in, 5799-1305-4500. Okay.
Did it work?
Oh.
It says it's invalid. It's been used.
That means it's been used, yeah.
It's been used. So someone's used it. Someone's used it. All right, Mansour, are you saying it's invalid as well?
Yeah, correct. It's saying invalid on the RTA application.
Yeah, but it's been used, that's why. It wasn't invalid. I just scratched this number.
Who has taken it?
Someone's taken the 200 and not got in contact with it. That's what's happening. All right, Mansour. Thanks, mate. Take care. Bye-bye.
Well, that's not very nice, is it?
Yeah, Marsha's, our friends, just messaged us the same thing. So...
Just call us.
Call us if you took our 200, 04871-5544.
I also secretly love that someone took the 200 and is not claiming it. Yeah, just like, has moved on with life.
Losers. Thinks I'm going to call them. Even if you just wanted to pretend you were the person just to make us feel better, feel free to do that as well.
No, we want the real person.
04871-5544. I'll take anyone, Ross. No. Just to end the segment.
He just wants to end it.
Just to end the segment.
Let's keep it going to the 10 o'clock.
Nah. That person's probably gone to work already.
Why? No, I wanna try. I mean, we've got to find the person. Okay, someone's ringing here. Let me see what we got. Let me see. Hello?
Hi, Chris. I just want to say I took it. I took the Salik number.
Oh, you took the number, did you? I mean, congratulations. What's your name?
Yeah, thank you. My name's Ibrahim. I'm a big fan of the show. I love you guys so much.
Oh, that's great. Thank you, Ibrahim. We appreciate you.
Really, Chris? Seriously? What? That is, seriously.
I think he's lost what? It. I it's think he's you. Absolutely that lost was it.
Ibrahim is Chris Fade.
No,
if
it's not.
Put Ibrahim on right now and talk at the same time.
Yes, hello, Pretty. What's up? I'm a big fan of 8-Feet Snacks. The best snacks in the world.
Oh, that's very nice. That's very nice. You, Ibrahim.
Oh, there it is.
Hold on.
What's going on?
This Salik number that I just gave out, I went and bought 200 dirhams worth of Salik, and I just read out the code on the show. We wanted to give it to someone. The number's been redeemed, so someone's actually taken the Salik 200, but you've never called us. We have no idea who it is. I think Johnny's just pretending that it was you, Johnny.
Yes. I got it. 200. Thank you, Chris.
This is John pretending that he won the Salik 200. You're faking. You're just faking it, aren't you, John?
Janine, this is for you. I love you so much, my daughter.
Thank you, mate.
Thanks, John. I appreciate you pretending that you took the 200. I love you, bro. Thank you so much. Marwan, what do you think's happened with this Salik number?
Guys, it's very obvious. Obviously, it's going to be Rossi, and you will never come clean about it. We know that. I don't know how you guys don't know that already.
You're right. You think Rossi got the Salik number before anyone and just took it himself? I agree, mate. Yeah.
Absolutely. If you guys have recorded, you'll find his hands under the table dialing these numbers most probably.
You think I'll do that, do you? All right.
Hello, is the Pope Catholic?
We were talking about things going up in price, from fuel to housing to food, etc. It's a global thing that's going on, right? And this article has come out. Ed Sheeran's whopping £30,000 electricity bill.
£30,000?
What is that? Isn't that like 150,000 dirham or something?
Wait, I'm checking. £30,000. That's I'm
asking the Brit. He hasn't said anything yet. He's just
It's like
135,377 dirhams.
Wow. Well, he's got a massive place, right? In Suffolk.
Yeah, Ed Sheeran's whopping electricity bill has revealed a lot, lighting up the singer's £4 million mega mansion. He's got this mega mansion. It's got 18 bedrooms, and his electricity bill has come up to £30,000, 135,000 dirhams. Man, you got some money when you're hitting that.
135,000 dirham electricity bill.
Wow.
That's insane. Does this place have 240 bedrooms? Oh my goodness.
It's got a pub.
It has 240 bedrooms.
It's got a pub.
40,000 light bulbs. It's got 40,000 light bulbs.
Charlie Puth trying to sing that song. Turn it on like a light switch.
40,000 times.
Okay, so we're going to do a UAE poll right now of your electricity bill for this month.
Okay.
What all right, this month's electricity bill, what have you got? How much is it? Rossi, how much is your electricity bill?
£2,500 a month.
That's this month?
Yeah.
£2,500.
What have you got, Pretty?
Mine was $1,700.
Oh, that's a good one.
Wow. Yours is...
Eddie, what's yours out? What do you got?
525 dirhams.
525.
I like that number. Chris?
Oh, come on.
I'm scared. Don't tell me.
You don't want to know.
Okay, tell me.
Nearly Ed Sheeran's.
Nah.
Tell me.
This month?
Five.
Six?
5,875 dirhams this month.
You win.
Do I get a prize?
Yeah.
WhatsApp, your electricity bill and what you paid this month. I want to do an average right now of where we're at. 04871554.
Why is yours so expensive, can I ask? I mean,
we have
you charging the Tesla.
We are, but that doesn't take much.
Okay.
There's a swimming pool.
Right.
It's a sort of old villa. Some rooms have their own AC units that just run all the time.
Yeah.
In the summer months like now, that's what we're at, 5,900. In the winter months, we get to 3,000. That's a low month.
Three's the lowest.
2.8 was my lowest, and I go around the house telling everyone, turn everything off. I'm turned into my dad.
Yeah.
Why is the air conditioning on in this room? There's no one in here.
You're not on auto though.
No.
You turn it on and off like that.
Because some of the rooms aren't getting used. I don't want the auto to be.
It'll go off.
24 degrees is too hot in the room.
You set it up to like 73 degrees Fahrenheit or whatever. And then it'll turn off.
Why are you in Fahrenheit all of a sudden?
Because that's what my
wait,
thing.
Wait, your thing is in Fahrenheit?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's a 1990s villa.
Cosmina, what's your D-word at?
Good morning. 700.
Your electricity is at 700. That's a good one. What do you got, a 1-2-bedroom?
A 2-bedroom, but we don't face the sun. So all the day, we don't have sun in our window.
That's cool.
Do you have to pay your chiller fees separate, or are they included?
I think it's chiller free, but the fact that the sun doesn't heat us, it's cooler.
Nice. Yeah, that's cool. Bashal, what's your electricity at monthly?
It's 638.
That's good. That's a what, 2-bedroom?
It's a 1-bedroom. Yeah.
1-bedroom. Yeah, that's a good one. A lot of messages coming in. 211, 727, 300.
211, that's good.
Yeah, 211. What are you, where are you living and what are you living in? That's amazing.
Maybe.
Rue, is it Rui?
That's right. How you going?
Oh, mate.
Hello,
mate. Don't tell me you've beaten me.
Yeah, ours was 6K.
What?
6,000 dirhams electricity. What are you living in?
We're in a villa, but we're the same as you. We got a pool, and we run a chiller. On the pool.
I don't have that. Cooling the pool. I know it's about 1,500 dirhams extra a month, right?
Yeah, that's right. Because the month before we were at about 4K, and then we just got the next one, and it was 6K. And the only thing different is it's hotter now, and we're running the chiller permanently.
Is it? I mean. Doesn't that hurt, man? 6K a month?
It is what it is, mate.
Look at you.
You better be in that pool all day.
If I had a 6K bill, I would be going crazy.
He's a baller. 6K. It's nothing, mate. It's nothing. Good on you, man. Candy, what's your electricity at?
In winter, it's 4,500, but in summer, it goes up to 7,500.
What?
No change.
Where are you at?
Seven and a half.
In little small three bedroom in Umsikim.
Wow.
It's a tiny three bedroom with two ACs in it. And that's it. But I think it's the municipality tax, drainage tax that you've got to pay on top of that, which is 900 dirhams a month. For drainage tax, which I'm not quite sure what that is.
7.5 in summer.
Woo!
Nah, got to move, Candy. Love you. Romeo, make us all happy. What's your monthly electricity?
Well, my bill is 394.
Yes!
Good job.
That's a good one right there. That is a good one. What do you live in?
1-bedroom house.
Yeah, perfect. 1-bedroom.
All right, I want to end it here because I just got this message. I want to try to get this person on.
What'd you get?
Because if this monthly is true, get out of town. Let's see what we get. Let's see if the phone rings here. Hold on. Let me get this on. We're talking electricity bills. Hi.
Hi there.
Tell me, what's your monthly at?
8903.
Get
89 dirhams for the month. Where? What are you living in?
It's a studio. And it doesn't include chiller, separately.
Yeah. That doesn't matter. 89 dirhams, that is unbelievable.
Do you not own a TV?
Yeah, it's pretty economical. Like, the building is well maintained, and there's no sun coming onto the studio.
That is cool. 89 dirhams.
That's amazing.
That's what I love about this country. It's from one end to the other, when it comes to everything. I'm talking food, accommodation, electricity. But there we go. No one has beaten Ed Sheeran's Virgin Radio 104.4. That is it for us for your Monday morning. Thanks for a great show, guys. Thank you.
It was a lot of fun.
Anything you want to add to it?
If you want to pick the hits, by the way, we're giving away a staycation on our website at virginradiodubai.com. Got a staycation at the Shangri-La Kariat Al Berri Abu Dhabi.
I really don't believe there's another radio station in the world giving away more staycations than we are.
If you don't have any plans for the summer, we seriously have you sorted in every single way.
Yeah.
possible.
Let's see how we go. Have a great one. Sheena is up next from myself, Chris Fade, and the team. Your feel good hits are up next. Wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.